Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi everyone, it's Fat Mascara, and guess who's back?
I'm back. It's Jessica.
I'm still Jen, and I'm so happy.
Oh, thank you. I missed you guys. It's been a little while.
Oh my God, I feel like I haven't seen you in basically a month.
You haven't.
And people haven't heard you. Well, they've heard you like maybe 2 weeks ago. You had an episode recorded. But welcome back.
We did that a while ago. Thank you.
So we're back in the studio. Obviously, we have to talk about Jess's wedding and her gorgeous beauty look.
I have to ask you, do I look married?
You look like a domestic goddess who uses HelloFresh.
Okay. I do.
So we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
While she was gone, I became a doctor, basically. I mean, I injected filler, so I need to fill you in. And lastly, it's summertime, so the bronzer's coming out, and I see some girls looking dirty in the face. I feel like we need to share a couple bronzer tips.
Bronzer's tricky, so we'll get there.
Yeah. Who's the guest?
Our guest is the fabulous Maggie Ford Danielson. She is the global beauty authority of Benefit Cosmetics, which we worship.
Well, hello there, Mrs. Janowski.
I didn't actually change my name, but
oh, wait,
thank
I knew
you.
That.
We have to talk about your wedding. It was beautiful.
Thank you. I was so pleased and privileged to have you there, Jennifer.
Everybody, truly, because there was a lot of beauty people in the crowd, in the audience. What do you call it? Guests? There were a lot of guests that were beauty people. We were all like going after each other to try and come up like with what look you had, you know, like just to name it, almost like it was a magazine.
Okay, I like that.
Can I tell you what like the vibes were that we were feeling?
Yes.
We went with like, it was like a late 60s vintage era Priscilla Presley.
Yes!
I don't know if that's what you were going for, but that's what we were feeling.
It's Priscilla Presley was exact. She was on my Pinterest board.
Really?
And she's, that is exactly what I was going for. That is exactly what I was going for. I am so pleased.
It's funny. We didn't plan this either. I didn't tell her.
No,
that.
I am so pleased. Mission accomplished.
So how did you accomplish that mission?
Well, I'll tell you, and I have a lesson because I want to make this useful and not like a navel gazing, like bridal sash, because nobody wants to hear that except for the bride. Okay. I had a different hair look at the trial. You know, I had my trial, like my hair trial in January. I left feeling great. I loved the hair. It was a very different look, but it was not a look that I went in thinking that I would do. I went in thinking I would do more of that Priscilla Presley look, but I didn't express that explicitly to my hairstylist. I was like, oh, yeah, like a half up, half down thing. But I didn't even show her the image of Priscilla Presley.
Oh, there's a lot of different half ups, half downs.
Yeah. And she did something that was really pretty, but I just felt like it wasn't. This is my bad. I didn't articulate to her what I wanted.
Yeah, your trial was much sweeter. It didn't have that like cool vintage edge.
No, it was more like, it actually had like a Veronica Lake kind of look to it.
Yeah, I remember now.
And it was beautiful, but I was like, oh, yeah, I like this. And it was. I was thinking, I have to be open to new ideas. But there were a few times, you know, in the wedding process, which I won't get into here now, but where, like, I wasn't true to my vision. It was really only one or two times where I felt like, I'm just going to be easy breezy. I'm laid back. I'm cool. And then it wasn't ultimately what I wanted. And yeah. I was able to correct course with some of those things. But with beauty, where, like, you have some control, I felt there was something niggling at me, you know, in my stomach. And I loved the hair, but I felt it really wasn't that, which literally I've been thinking for the past 10 years, I like Priscilla Presley's bridal look.
Yeah.
So even like before I met Jeff. So long story longer, I go to get my hair color the week before my day.
Yeah.
And I'm looking through this book and it was Orlando Pita's like portfolio. He has like a portfolio book at his salon.
Right.
He doesn't cut my hair, or color my hair, but it was his salon. And I said to Christy, who's my fabulous hairstylist, I said,
give her a shout out. What's her Instagram?
Christy Bauzo. We'll put her Instagram on the blog.
Perf.
She is fantastic. And she's been like the most like patient, easygoing hairstylist in the world. Like she's been so open. It wasn't like she wasn't married to, no pun intended, to any of the looks.
Right.
I was like, what's this? And it was like a very Priscilla style. And she's like, oh, that's my favorite look of Orlando's. And I was like, oh. And like, I just like stuck my thumb in it. I kept going and something was in my heart. Like, I know she did this amazing style for me. It took her like 2 hours on a, you know, snowy morning. But I just have to bring it up. I was like, Christy, don't be mad. What do you think? Like, could we change it? And she was like, yeah. Like, she was so cool
about it. And you probably thought hours and hours about, like, do I ask her?
Yeah, I was like, she's going to be so mad.
And she nailed it.
She was like, yeah, it's fine. She was like, we can do it. She's like, the prep is the same. It's fine. I think it'll be really pretty. She's like, that's actually my favorite look of his.
Done. Done and done.
The fact that it was her favorite look, too. I was like, this is, it's meant to be. So anyway, it changed the whole look of the vibe. It changed, like, Daniel's makeup. So Daniel Martin, incredible. Previous Fat Mascara guest, he did my makeup. Bless you, Daniel. Like, you know, forever and
bow down.
He did, you know, like not a smoky eye, but just like a tight liner that I could not do myself at
the
all.
The eye got a little bit more lined than from the trial that I saw.
Yes.
But it went with the hair because you needed to like do.
Yeah, it was a little bit more lined, very soft.
And your dress was fairly simple. Yes, it was lace. Both of the dresses were lace.
Yeah.
But like, I think you needed like a look.
Yeah, it was the beauty had more of a look than like the dresses did, which was
good.
But
you're a beauty girl, so that makes sense. And that's a good tip too. Like if you have like a super elaborate dress, I feel like that's when like the down soft waves and the pink and peachy makeup or bronze and golden, depending on your coloring, that works. But like if you have a simpler dress, you need to like bring it.
Yeah.
Right? This was a special day.
It was great. I had some height. I had some lashes. He put on some fake lashes. I've never worn fake lashes in my life.
I did not know they were fake. I just was like, I have to ask her what mascara she was wearing.
Individuals.
You also didn't get super teary, but what mascara did you use?
I actually don't know.
Was it waterproof?
It was waterproof.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, you know what? I don't know if it was. I'm going to have to get back to you on that because I think he was looking at me during the ceremony and I think he said to me, something like I was nervous because it wasn't waterproof.
He was sitting right behind me during the ceremony. Also, can I just add, it ended up being like 75 degrees where it had been like 40 degrees the rest of the week. And he wore like leather pants.
Oh my gosh.
And all we kept talking about through your whole wedding is like we were hot and he was wearing leather pants.
Yeah.
But he looked good.
It was a charm day that it got so hot. But yeah, some people were sweating.
And you smelled delish. And fragrance is so important to you. Because you're going to remember that smell, I feel like, right?
So
what'd you wear?
I wore, it was very sentimental, but it's a really lovely thing. So a friend of mine passed away last year. His name is Dacio. He's fabulous. He was a beauty guy.
Yeah.
And
you worked with him, right?
So I actually worked with his partner, his husband, John. And I became very good friends with Dacio through John, and he worked at Kiehl's in the UK,
mm-hmm.
and he And I, one of the, our last memories together is we went to the, he took me to, we talked, she showed me all the great, like, beauty places in the UK that I didn't know necessarily if, like, they came out here, there first and then before here. But we went to the Harrods, the Salon de Parfum, like, the, oh, on the top floor.
You so love shopping there. You've gone back since.
Yes, yeah. And we probably spent, like, 2 or 3 hours just going through all the shops. So he has the most massive collection of fragrances. And I wore one of his.
Aww.
Like, he, I mean, hundreds.
Oh, like
hundreds.
A little piece of him with yeah. you. That's really
so
sweet.
I wore one of his. It was Penhaligon's fragrance.
Oh, Penhaligon's. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
And it was very special. So it was very nice. And John was there. So that was a very nice.
Okay,
moment.
Last question. Was there anything blue? I didn't even look. Do you do that whole thing?
I didn't do it. I had a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes on, and they came in a blue dust bag because they were like wedding
done.
Shoes.
Done.
I will say I have to give a shout out to my brow lady. Her name is Angela. She's at Exhale. My brows were on point.
People ask you that on Instagram all the time. The, I feel like
Angela
yeah.
was gave me some tight brows right before, and Miss Pop did my nails.
Oh, you had a nice pinky nude.
Pinky nude, and I never do gels, but they were a gel. But
and
I
and she sat at my table with her husband Ross, and can I just say they were lovely.
And yes, Miss Pop.
And also the food was really good.
The food was really
like
good.
Usually at a wedding, you're like, yeah, yeah, the food. When I wasn't busy admiring your beautiful Priscilla Presley look.
Thank you.
Actually, I was doing this simultaneously. I was chowing down on my crispy skin chicken, which was delightful and cooked perfectly, if I may add.
I have to say the food was really good.
I know you did the veg version, but.
Yeah, but the food was, people were like rolling out of there.
Yeah, we were actually, it was other than your look, it was the thing that people were talking about.
I had some latkes the next day.
Oh, that and the other thing people were talking about, you had up pictures of your family. Mm-hmm. And there was a picture, I think it was your mother, mm-hmm. on like a mantle somewhere. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, is that Jess? Like, yeah, it was just cool to see your families and how, like, you came from them. It was a nice touch.
Oh, thank you. Thank yes. you. So, yeah, it was a great day. I will. So my two beauty takeaways, trust your gut. Do not be afraid to speak up if you're like, I don't like this. You're paying customer, you know, and you can pump the brakes. You can politely pump the brakes. Maybe not 5 minutes before you go out, but, you know, if you have a few days, pump the brakes. And have some good inspiration images. I wish I showed, I could have done Christy a bit of a service.
You brought them sooner, yeah.
If I brought it sooner. And
get a Pinterest board
yeah,
started.
And I could have avoided a few just bridal hurdles if I was clearer about my vision. I was trying to be easygoing and I think it's better if you have a clear vision. And you can do it in different budgets, but just have a vision.
Good tips.
Thanks. Thanks, guys, for
putting up with her through this whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, putting up with me and your curiosity and all of that. It's been really nice.
So I know you were probably on your honeymoon in Hawaii just religiously watching my Instagram feed, right?
Yes.
Totally.
Well, it's hard when the sun hits the screen. It's hard to see your screen and the sun on
yeah,
the beach.
Yeah, I know. When you get back with Jeff to the room, you were like, let's see what Jen was up to back in New York City. But yeah, you missed out on a couple, like 2 weeks worth of market and beauty fun.
I know. I do feel a little out of the loop. So
we'll catch you back up. But the one thing I did want to share with you, because it was truly the highlight of my life, was Suniva Medical did this event where they wanted to tell us about Bellafill, which I feel like we've talked about on the podcast. It's a filler that isn't hyaluronic acid. It's PMMA microspheres, and you build your own like collagen with it. So it lasts 5 years, which is great for people that have already tried filler and like really don't want to go back for more. Here's the exciting part. Okay. I got a freaking needle, then had the filler in it. I had to peel down the little thing with the sharp needle, screw it on like a real doctor. I can't believe they let us do this.
It sounds cool.
We were in a hotel.
Did you have to sign anything?
The whole time I kept looking around being like, do they know what they're... Is this a liability? Do they know what they're letting me do right
yeah.
now? I mean, they had like little medical gloves out, but I was like, I'm just going to get in here. So I screwed it on, and then they gave us... It almost looked like a clear sausage. Remember those little water balloons that used to stick your fingers in the
end? Oh my God,
and it flops
yes!
around?
Okay. You just took me back.
That, it felt like that, but it was clear. And then this particular filler is slightly cloudy and very viscous because it's, you know, it's not a clear lick gel.
Yeah.
So you inject it into that little sausage and you can see the line of filler that you're laying down. So like I've seen doctors fill before and there's a technique to it. You can't just like put a bead of it under and you're going to get a little round nodule, right?
Yeah.
So like you got to practice like drawing the needle out. out as you go and laying down a little tiny tube of filler. Or maybe there was an area that needed to be puffed up because, like, I think it works on acne scars.
Okay. And those
you have to, like the doctor was telling us, you have to like sort of, they put the needle in and loosen the skin and then put the bead of filler underneath each acne scar, which I was like, that must take forever. But he said it's only like 40 minutes.
So when you were doing this, did you have a renewed appreciation for how, you know, skilled a good injector has to be?
Should I just be honest?
Yeah.
The whole time I was like, I missed my calling. I should have been an injector. Seriously.
But it's not like you're really injecting into skin and muscle.
No, but
like,
that would have made like it even time. Better. I truly sometimes think I'm a doctor, but no, you're absolutely right because another girl was squeezing and like the whole needle just flew off and like, you know, filler spilling everywhere. A lot of people put in like big bumps of it. Yeah. It just makes you remember, go to a medical doctor, not just a place that has like a doctor supervisor.
What was the point of them doing this?
I think they really just, the takeaway was like it lasts 5 years. They just got their research on the women that got it 5 years ago, even though it was FDA approved. Now they could see and like 87% of people that had had it were like happy still 5 years later. And how else to make me share that on my podcast than let me have a needle
of
and
course.
Play with it?
Do we think it's new? I'm sure they didn't, you know, have price tags there, but do we think it's more expensive? Because if you don't have to come back every five, you know.
It's comparable to like a hyaluronic acid filler that lasts 6 to 9 months. One syringe, I know this because at the end, I'm like, you guys are wasting lots of good product.
Yeah, I was thinking about that
too. So I squirted out an entire syringe and they were like, well, there goes $500. And that was like, you know, the cost to the consumer and like an average thing.
Okay.
So it doesn't – oh, and actually they talked about this. They were like, a lot of women then use the money they saved because they didn't have to go five times in 5 years mm-hmm. on other beauty treatments, which is another reason they were happier with the results. So say instead of five times 500 is what, 2,500? Mm-hmm. Then you only spent $500 and you used $2,000 for, I don't know, a new handbag or something.
Right. Okay.
Or a laser peel.
Got it.
Listen, when I get my really medical degree, you guys can hit me up.
Jen, there's one product. Well, there are a few products that I kind of, you know, when people come around for desk sides and they put out makeup specifically, they lay everything out that I kind of like shove to the side.
What is it?
Bronzer.
Why?
I just kind of gloss over it.
You're a fair girl. I feel like sometimes you want some warmth.
I sort of feel with bronzer, it's like how I feel about heels and flats. I'm not a heels person.
Right.
Like, if I can't walk in heels, don't try. Like, I need to embrace my, like, short stature. I need to embrace the fact that I don't look great. I look nice in heels if I'm standing still and holding on to something. But I don't look great in heels if I'm walking. So with bronzer, I feel like I'm fair. I can't really apply bronzer that skillfully, so let me just be fair.
And so what is the kitten heels of bronzer then, I think, is what we need.
Oh, clever.
Like, you need a bronzer that, like, you're not going to mess up.
Well, I've found a few.
Okay.
And especially as, like, you know, now it's getting warmer and, like, everyone, like, looks so beachy and fabulous. I don't want to be, like, left behind, so I kind of try to catch up with everyone.
What are your go-tos?
Well, I've talked about this. I'm just going to start with, like, the dawn of bronzers for me. The Apex is the Christopher Buckle warming powder.
Oh, you have talked about
not
that.
A bronzer. It's not a bronzer. It's a warming powder. And I know that sounds like BS, but it's not going to give you like the
orange terracotta dust.
No, absolutely. If you think that you're going to look like a golden goddess, see you later. No.
You're just going to look
warmed. Yeah. So I like that. That is, I think, definitely like a kitten heel. I love this new language that you've given me. I used to wear all the time Laguna by NARS. I haven't used that in a while, but I did like that. I felt it was very sheer, and I didn't have sparkle in it, which was a biggie.
Yeah, so many of them have shimmer. That's my pet peeve.
There's a new one. I said I've been a little out of the beauty loop lately, and that is true, but there was something waiting for me when I got home from vacation, honeymoon. The Urban Decay Beached bronzers.
Oh, that's newish, right?
Really new, yeah. Yeah. And I really liked that. There's like two different shades. Everything I'm talking about, the lighter shade, the lighter shade, the lighter shade.
Beautiful.
And then the last guy, no one will be surprised, the Charlotte Tilbury Film Star Bronze and Glow.
That one is shimmery, though.
It's really shimmery, and the glow is really shimmery, but I like it. You just have to be open to that kind of look.
Right.
What are you into?
For me, product matters less than application technique. And I've learned this only recently, which is I was putting on bronzer with a blush brush, sometimes a bronzer brush even. Neither of those has been working for me because I think the bristles aren't long enough. And you didn't know this, the looser and longer the bristles are, the more diffused the color, right?
Right.
So when I was using the blush brush, it would just like go exactly where I put it. And I needed like a much looser brush. I think the one I'm using is, it's not even, it's a loose powder brush. You know how like.
Right, right, right.
So that actually really helps. And then the other thing is, not the fan brush.
Do you carry that in your bag?
No, I never touch up bronzer though. I just put it on in the morning.
But then it goes away.
Yeah, I only touch up the blush.
Okay.
Everybody's like, what happened? You were so lovely in the morning. I don't know. And I've been seeing makeup artists using the fan brushes.
Yeah.
That doesn't lay down enough color for me. That's like when you're really like splitting hairs, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. So I like a loose powder brush. And then the two that I like, Urban Decay also, I really like their bronzer. They have like a contouring palette that I've been using that has a nice bronzer. And then that Smith & Colt one, Book of Sun.
Okay. Oh, yeah, still yeah, love yeah, that yeah. one. You did like that one.
It's really good. Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
But guys, get a looser brush, and I feel like bronzer will be easier for you. So we are here with Maggie Ford Danielson. She's the Global Beauty Authority for Benefit Cosmetics. Can I just say, she brought Cheetos and champagne. I mean, truly our new favorite guest.
And Pringles.
And Pringles. That's not for
yes, and Pringles.
Sour cream and onion.
You're sort of also like heir to the Benefit throne in a way because your mom and aunt were the founders of the brand.
Yes.
So we're going to talk all about that. Like, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Thank you. I'm a huge fan.
Benefit comes up a lot on our podcast.
That's awesome. No, I love you guys. I listen to you in the car, on the airplane. Like, it's so fun to be here.
I'm really excited. Cool. And you travel all around the world.
You
came with a big suitcase. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, carry-on, but I don't think it's carry-on size anymore. I bought a lot of stuff while I've been here for like a day, literally 24 hours.
Fat Mascara supports you, truly. You said we did talk about your travel. It's a global company. I think a lot of people have gotten to know Benefit in the last couple of years might not know the whole history of the brand, mm-hmm. which I find incredibly fascinating. Can you tell us? Like, it was super niche when it started, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the story?
So I think Benefit was really one of the first like indie brands back when indie is like, you know, mid-90s when everyone was doing, you know, the brands that their mom or their grandma used. And then there was like this whole kind of class of like indie brands that kind of popped up, Benefit being, you know, in my opinion, the first one. And then you've got like Urban Decay and all these brand Tarte, like all these brands that kind of came about that were sort of alternatives to the traditional brands. Mm-hmm. But really Benefit actually started, that's when Benefit sort of became like a little bit more well-known, but the brand itself started in 1976 with one store in San Francisco. My mom and my aunt just like shock and makeup, selling in the store every day to women.
Jean and Jane. Are they twins or
they're
no?
Identical twins.
Okay.
Yeah. So like that's why their names are pretty much the exact same name. It gets complicated. They just built the business from one store and then just like, you know, grinding it out every day. And
you're probably sick of answering this question.
No, I never get sick about talking about it.
Just for people who don't know, we have some beauty newbies, even though there's a lot of beauty like lovers that listen to us. What was the key cult product and what was it made for?
Yeah. So Benetint was actually one of the first products that was, you know, a product that they themselves made, my mom and my aunt. And it was a product that was developed for a stripper.
Mm-hmm. For a single stripper?
For a stripper.
Okay.
For her nipples.
Do you know her name?
I mean, the folklore says her name was Rosie, but I actually don't know what her real name was.
So it's not like a family friend?
No. I mean, cousin. Maybe it was. I mean, my mom was like, and my aunt, they were like kind of fringe at the time. So they probably were friends with strippers. But I don't know if it was actually a family friend.
Okay.
I'm going to like work that in actually now when I keep telling the story.
You've got to find out who this lady is.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So it was a lady. Actually, their first boutique, their first store was in a really bad neighborhood in San Francisco. It's a really cool neighborhood now. It's like very trendy with lots of restaurants and stuff. But it was really kind of a bad neighborhood back mm-hmm. in the 70s, but it was the only place they could afford rent. So they opened up a boutique there, and there was obviously like ladies of the night and strippers in this neighborhood. And one of them like walked in and was like, I need something to help my nipples stand out more on stage to be more rosy so I can, you know, make money.
Yeah.
And so
women helping women.
There's probably a fair-skinned woman, I'm guessing, if she wants
probably,
like a
okay. Probably. Yeah. And they said, and the one thing my mom and aunt will never ever do is say no to a customer. Like if they don't have something, they're gonna like make it work. So they said, well, we're all sold. They're also kind of like, sometimes they like to lie a little bit, mm-hmm. but that's okay, a little white lies.
So they were building a brand.
Exactly. Yeah. So they were like, we don't have that product right now, come back, we're all sold out, but come back in, you know, a couple of days, we're gonna have a restock. And then,
oh my God, I love
it. And then they made the first bottle of Benetint, which they took literally like rose petals and hot water, and they like kind of made this like thing, this sort of steeped rose colored liquid, mm-hmm. and they put it in a little terracotta urn jar, and they sold it to her. And then over time, obviously the formula has changed over time, but it is now Benetint, and it was actually the first lip and cheek tint or stain in the beauty industry.
Yeah, I mean,
did other strippers come by?
I hope so. I'm like, probably. I mean,
all
if,
the strippers.
If Rosie, like her income spiked, like
yeah
hopefully.
So your mom is basically a legend. We've just decided that. What other kind of like tips and tricks and, you know, like great stories have you picked up from her?
I mean, I think like, so they were never makeup artists. They were not trained in makeup artistry. They never went to cosmetology school. They had experience in makeup because they attempted to be models for 5 minutes in New York before they moved to San Francisco. So they were okay models. They weren't like very successful.
The
which
Fords
is why.
Are tall. It's a tall family.
True. But in the 70s, everyone wanted to be like Twiggy. That was like the look.
Oh.
Like short blondes, and that's not them.
Okay.
So they were either ahead or behind the time for that look. Mm-hmm. But anyways, they like were familiar with makeup and that whole world. But really what they wanted to do was figure out, they just are really great saleswomen, and they just love to talk to people and interact with people. And the medium that they chose was makeup. And that just seemed very like natural to them. My mom has an art history and art like background. So she's like, she can draw and paint and do all that stuff. So all those things kind of just like came together, and makeup was the thing. And I think that's what makes Benefit so great, is that it wasn't born from like an artistry background. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, why it appeals to so many women who might not have, like, who might just be a little intimidated with makeup or just want makeup to kind of, like, they're like, well, I just have 5 minutes. Like, let's just make my face look better.
So if it's not, like, an artistry background, it's, like, a relatable?
Yeah, it's, like,
what's the alternative to the alternative
is, like, the real girl, real time. Like, I just have 5 minutes to slam some makeup on my face, do my brows, throw some lashes on, like, a little bit of blush or, like, a primer, and go out the door. You can use Benefit products in artistry ways, but that's not really where our, like, core audiences.
Right.
Yeah.
And so do you think you learned from her, like, you know, how to talk to people or
Come
on, it's Mother's Day. Go ahead and give her some kudos.
Yeah. So Mom, if you're listening, I don't know if she knows what a podcast is, to be honest, but I think what I really learned from her, beyond obviously the idea of feeling like comfortable with makeup as a young girl, we weren't allowed to wear a bunch of makeup until, you know, like normal age 13, whatever, 14. Mm-hmm. But she taught me about the idea of having, like, what they do best is they never say no. They are always trying to put things like a body in motion. She's like, she always gets really frustrated now that Benefit is like, you know, it's a big company and there's a lot of people and there's lots of decisions that have to be made. And she's like, just do it. Cause that's how they always were. They're like, don't overthink it. Now? LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy Group.
Yeah.
Fantastic partners. But they taught me the art of just action and like making it happen. And really, like, I truly believe, and they are always like this, like a body in motion. You just got to do, be a doer. And so, and also sales. They are, no matter what, they're like, yeah. Is that going to sell? Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately like what they do when I go on HSN and I sell stuff. So I think that's what I really got from them, and just being able to chat. And not and to really talk on like a real level with women about beauty, but also about other things too.
So you have a daughter now.
I have two daughters.
Oh, two daughters.
Okay. Yeah. And
their ages are
4 and 1.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what do you, when you think about, let's say they were like, Mom, you know, I'm 10 years old and I'm dying to be in the beauty industry. Yeah. I started an Instagram page. I'm doing YouTube.
I mean, I would support it. I really would. Like, I mean, we would have to have some, you know, some boundaries, and I would monitor it.
What are like some things you've learned that you would about the beauty industry that you would kind of want to impart on them? Or, you know, is there anything that, like, you have any boundaries? Like, I don't want them. You were allowed to wear makeup at, you know, say 13 or so. Like, would you want to carry that on? Like,
I think so.
It's kind of a different space, like, when you were.
It's a much different space. I think now. I mean, makeup is, I really think makeup is a great form of self-expression, and I think you can play. I don't want them to ever feel intimidated. I think a lot of girls, especially young girls, feel very intimidated with the idea of makeup, especially nowadays when you see all these incredible looks on Instagram, and they're like, if it's either zero or that. And I think there's a huge range in between that, especially as young girls, I'd love to be able to say, hey, listen, like, you don't have to have like full cake face. It's not, you don't go from zero to that. Like, let's play around. Let's just fill a little mascara, a little concealer. Because listen, when you're a teen, sometimes you have stuff that you want to cover up. And like, I get that. And I think it's just about bringing confidence. However, if one of my kids wants to fully, like, a full beat every day, like, okay, maybe we'll pump the brakes. But if she wants to do that on the weekend and play, like, then I'll let her do that. And we'll experiment. I think it's okay. Because I really feel that makeup isn't about covering up. I think it's about enhancing, and if that's how she wants to express herself, then why not let her?
Let's talk about your own enhancement a little bit, shall we?
Okay.
No, you have two daughters, and I feel like a lot of women, this happens, they have kids either because of a time constraint or just because, like, also that's sort of when you sort of are starting to come into a different part of your life, you change up how you do your makeup and your skincare and your everything. Like, how did your whole regimen change when you became a mom?
Honestly, I feel like I'm wearing more makeup now because I just am getting older and I feel like I need it. Is that weird to say?
You don't look like you have, like, a lot of makeup on.
Yeah. Really? Thank you. I mean, I'm wearing foundation, concealer, blush, bronzer, two brow products, like mascara, lipstick, like the whole, I mean.
But remember when Jared, their brow guy came on the podcast and he had a full face on and we didn't realize it?
We had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
Powder. I've just remembered I'm also wearing powder.
I can't. This is where being audio fails us. I really Thank wish you guys could see. That's really nice. We're going to take a photo.
I mean, I think it's about the right products, how you apply them. Yeah. I live and die with a beauty blender. It's my ultimate favorite tool for everything, basically. If I could, like, apply mascara with it, I would.
Will Benefit do its own version?
No, I don't think so. I mean, let's never say never, but we don't do tools. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides brow tools,
stuff, yeah.
We don't do brushes or anything like that. And why mess with something that I believe is perfection? So
that's so refreshing to hear you say that. Truly. Like, I feel like a lot of people do Me Too products just because, like, oh, we might be able to sell a couple more things. But I'm sure you're thinking, our girl, like, is fine with, like, a smear on with a finger.
Yeah,
she has her
or,
own brushes.
Like, she has her favorite foundation brush. And, like, who is to say that, like, that why should we ask her to buy one from Benefit when she likes that one? Right. You know?
I do like your tweezers, though.
Thank you.
Because they have a little brush on the end, which I think is so
that's
genius.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so we didn't even talk about your job. We talked about your mom a little bit, but you're the Global Beauty Authority.
Yes.
I love the titles at Benefit. Like everybody's got like this big, amazing title. So what exactly do you do for the brand?
So what that means is, so I am a spokesperson for the brand. You know, with my unique sort of background and position and knowledge of the brand, I do a lot of press, forward-facing press things. I talk to beauty editors. I go on podcasts, radio, TV.
HSN, right?
I go on the Home Shopping Network and sell Benefit products along with my sister. I've been doing that for 9 years. It's like a crazy life, and I love every minute of it. And then I also talk – I make presentations internally to our internal teams talking about our DNA.
You're
what
like
makes
the
Benefit.
Communicator.
Kind of, yeah. I'm like the Benefit communicator, both internal and external, to whether it's customers or it's, you know, people in the industry. And then – I also work a lot with our internal teams to make content. So like social content, you know, digital content, things like that. I'm part of like training tools that are sent out on the global level. So yeah, I'm kind of, you know.
The talker.
Yeah, I can talk a lot.
And then you also have the Bold is Beautiful project.
Yes.
What is that all about?
So the Bold is Beautiful project is a philanthropy that we started 3 years ago at Benefit, really with the idea that it was high time, probably we should have started it years earlier, but, you know, never say never, to give back to the female community in a much bigger way than just through beauty. We have been so fortunate to be a successful company, and so what we wanted to do is create a philanthropy and an organization that can collect money and then give it out to charities that focus on women and girls.
What sort of charity?
So here in the U.S., so every country that activates the Bold is Beautiful project this year, we have 19 countries that are participating in the Bold is Beautiful project. They choose their own charity partners with stipulations on they have to support women and girls and blah, blah, blah. In the U.S., we're working with 5 charity partners, The Princess Project, Look Good, Feel Better, Dress for Success, Girls Inc., and Step Up Women's Network. So within those 5 charities, we're helping younger girls, teenagers, and then adult women who are trying to enter back into the workforce or they've gone through cancer. So we kind of like span all ages of women and girls. And it's really simple. During the month of May, which start today.
See how we did that, guys?
Oh, look at that
time. We planned this perfectly. but it's such a good cause. So
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. So during the month of May, 100% of all of our proceeds from all of our brow waxes go to the Bold is Beautiful
That's
project.
A lot. Because everywhere I look, there's a Benefit bar.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about when you said brow bars. I feel like you looked at both of us and I got very nervous.
I looked at you with like pride and joy.
Oh, phew. Okay.
Go, I mean, I can see through your glasses. Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Jared wanted to get his hands on him.
He
did?
And
I did? A little bit.
I mean, he wants to get his hands on everything.
Yeah,
he's like a little like handsy, you know? love you, Jared.
But I wanted to ask you, brows are obviously a big thing a lot of women are concerned about, but you're on HSN too, so I'm sure women are calling in and writing you and on Instagram, whatever. Like, what do you hear over and over again? Like, what's a beauty concern that you still want to solve that you've
I think that most people, like, we're all in the beauty biz, so we are inundated with this, like, idea and concept and stories and, like, about brows. But so many people still are really nervous to even do anything with their brows. So to me, what I hear over and over again is, like, I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't even want to do anything because I think people are scared to make their brows too thick, too dark, too bold. They get like, it's like scary for them. And then they do nothing. Mm-hmm. There's like nothing. Yeah. They think it has to go again from like zero to everything. There's this weird, it's a misconception about everything in beauty that you do zero or you do everything.
Yeah.
And so for brows especially, I think women think that they put a little bit of brow product in no matter what it is and it's going to give them like these giant black, thick, scary man brows, which would be awesome. I think a black, scary, thick man brow, like I'd live for that.
Yeah.
But I think people are scared. They want like something soft and natural, but I'm like
training.
I'm like, babe, you don't get soft and natural without any product. That's called like naked.
I mean, that's why you guys make like 42 products. Right. Like we have steps.
Do you think everyone could benefit from a little brow product?
Everyone could benefit. Even if you have very thick, dark, like full brows, you need something to like tame it.
Yeah.
Or like just shape it. Like think of it like hairspray for your brows. But most people need a brow product that like fills in.
You mentioned Beauty Blender. You mentioned, you didn't even say which brow product you like, but tell us, what are some of your like must-have cosmetics and skincare? Because you guys don't really do skincare, so I imagine you sort of dabble in other brands.
I love a Beauty Blender. Mm-hmm. Brow products, I live and die with two from Benefit, the Precisely My Brow Pencil, and then Gimme Brow on top of that.
Oh, wow.
It's everything to me in my life. I love Cruella NARS lip. Oh my, it's the best.
What color
red
is that?
It's like it's a red. Dark red. It's kind of like what you're wearing, but a little bit less dark. Mm. And it does not move. It's fantastic.
That's just like a NARS traditional lipstick.
The chubby crayon pencil.
Oh, the velvet matte.
Yeah, the velvet matte.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those are good.
Those are great. So, I was always really into exfoliation, and I tried everything. And then someone who used to work at Benefit went to go work at Ren and sent me their I don't remember the exact name of it, but it's like an orange.
The glycopeel.
Yes.
So good.
So good.
Love it.
It comes in a little pump that I really like. I like the pump itself, and then I do it every night with like a pad.
You use it every night?
Yes. I know. Is that bad?
I feel like you must have oily
too
skin.
Much.
Yeah.
Is it? But it has changed
that's
my skin.
That's glycolic acid, no?
But it says to start
I think
it
if it says once a week.
No.
Twice a week.
It's Ren, so it's natural and stuff.
Yeah, I think
right?
it says, I think if it's like, you know, they're like, try it out, and if it doesn't, I think
doesn't
on the back it
natural.
Says every night. I think it says twice a day,
we have to
actually.
Look into this.
I don't think it says twice
what
a
if
day.
You're like
I'm coming
over,
back doing this. Listeners.
But it's awesome.
See the blog. We'll give you a.
So you know you either do a physical exfoliation or
a chemical
exfoliation.
Yeah.
So I don't do, and you can't, you shouldn't really do both.
No.
It's too much.
No, bad.
So
bad.
I was always doing like the Clarisonic, like the physical or like, you know, the scrubs. And I think it was just, I think I have oily but sensitive skin. So the chemical exfoliation with the the toner amazing.
Okay.
Well, and then,
looks good.
Thank you. And then I wash my face with a face wash from Tracy Martin.
Okay.
Love her products. And then I have really started, I know it's like bougie, but I've been starting to use like La Mer, Creme de La Mer.
Okay.
The soft cream. I know it's like it's an investment.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know what? It's so nice.
Well, it's all working for you.
Yeah.
Your skin looks really good.
You know, you have to start like investing. You either pay for the skincare or you pay later in like another 5 years for like injectables, which I'm totally down for.
Okay.
But like I'm pro all of those things. Like do what you do you. And I'll do that soon.
But for now,
I'm going to drop some cash on some La Mer.
Yeah.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, do you wish we had asked you anything that we didn't ask you?
I just want to take a minute and do a PSA announcement about dry shampoo because I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, there was something you guys said about Benefit that I really just want to correct.
All the Benefit touch points. But
what's
like,
your dry shampoo talk?
What is it?
I'm a connoisseur. I might be the world's leading expert on dry shampoo.
Okay, hit us.
We didn't know that's who we had.
That's why
here.
I wanted
hit
to get,
top,
make, get it in.
Wait, she not only is she the benefit authority, she is the dry shampoo authority.
Yeah,
we'll get you another business card.
Yeah, there must be something in your contract that allows you to work for other companies.
I mean, but I know I'm all joking aside.
What's
I've
the best?
Got two for different things. Chlorine.
Okay.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Chlorine, whatever. The best.
Okay.
I don't like an aerosol dry shampoo because it makes my hair greasy, which is the opposite of what it should do.
Okay.
So that one, the cum that you just like squeeze the bottle, it's like,
and like a puff,
and it like puffs
powder,
out.
Okay.
And you know, everyone's like, it's white. And I, what if I have dark hair? Like, it's fine. You just let it sit there for a couple minutes, brush it through, and then it's fantastic.
You use a brush, you don't use your fingertips.
I use my fingertips, and then you have to use like a boar's bristle brush, not one of those ones that's like for brushing your hair after you get out of the shower.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, because that will distribute
the color.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's for grease, straight up like grease.
Okay.
And then for texture, I use the R & Co. dry shampoo. I get nervous when I don't know where my dry shampoo is.
I like this.
It's a good one. All right. You have two jobs
now. You know what?
Now.
If there's one thing you've been, it's authoritative. I can see why.
Like on a global level?
Yes. You've earned your title.
Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Jen, it's time to raise a wand. And
did you miss doing this?
I did, but I've gotten all very selective and very cynical on my raise a wand. So
what are you raising to?
I'm raising a wand to a treatment, and I'm surprised I'm going for that because I've become increasingly cynical of a lot of treatments.
What worked for you?
Well, I get nervous about when I hear about new laser treatments and, you know, dermatological treatments. You've got to do like 45 of them to see any results. They're quite painful. They're very expensive, yada, yada, yada. I did two clear and brilliant treatments with Dr. Zeichner before my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The compliments were rolling in.
You only did two?
I only did two.
Your skin looked so bright.
And it looked really good after one. Now, I have freckles.
I heard you need like three or four or five.
This is, you know, this is really as a very individual basis. So, you know, I'm not saying to you guys, get a clear and brilliant, you're going to like, you know, knock everyone's socks off. For me, I didn't have like major like wrinkling or, you know, texture issues or anything. My baseline skin, thank God, knock on wood, you know, God don't curse me, is pretty good. But I have like, you know, a lot of discoloration.
I was just going to point to your cheeks. I was like, I feel like your cheeks got brighter.
They got brighter. I still have a lot of freckles. That's not going to, you know,
that's
change.
A good thing. You don't want to like get rid of them completely. Mm,
thank you, Jen. but I definitely think that there was just kind of it just added a little luminosity and a lot of smoothing. And I would recommend it if it's something that you can, you know, if it's something that can work for you.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth investigating. And I have to say, I was skeptical about it before.
Good job, Dr. Z.
Thanks, Jay-Z.
Okay, so I have a good one to raise a wand to. You know how I love epidermal growth factors.
Yes.
Because I'm too sensitive for retinol.
Yes.
EGFs are great for people who want to like baby step into anti-aging.
Yeah.
They cover everything. The thing is, they're expensive,
yes.
Right? But I had breakfast recently with Charlotte Cho of SoCo Glam. You know that website?
Yes.
And she's like, oh my gosh, we just imported a new epidermal growth factor cream from Korea, from the company that makes EGFs for almost every other company that has an EGF product.
Okay.
The name is so random to me. I love it. Easy Do EX. Easy Do. There's nothing dewy about it. It's like a cream.
Oh, I thought it was like D-O. It's do, like
Easy
honey
D-E-W, do. Like honeydew.
Okay.
Repair Control EGF. I think you can only get it on SoCo Glam. I'm not sure. But it's only $88. I have no idea how they did this because like the one that I use is like $280 for two.
I was supposed to say $88 isn't cheap.
It's not cheap, but these are expensive ingredients. And I think it's because they're the parent company that like sells them to other companies.
This is like their private label.
Yeah. And just like all the other EGFs that I love, there's zero sensitivity. You could use it every night. And like texture, tone, wrinkles, brightening, all of that. You have to wait like a good 20 days to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this is a good one. So I'm
going
to put a link on the blog.
I never heard of that. That's really cool.
Easy Do.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.